Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Chof. Before we go into the main sugya of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim, there's one more Rashi to point out. Before in Daf Yutes Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Omer Abiyuti Be'Reb Chanina Kol Kiyoyer She'im Boi Kedei Lekadish Harbo Koyani Mimenu Eim Mekadshim Boi. Shenema, the Mobig Zaposuk, at the end of Pikude, it says, Vayochatsu Mimenu, Moshe, the Aaron Uvonov. Rashi over there explains, Rashi here, in Divamatcha Moshe, the Aaron explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen during the Shiva Simea Miluim, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to do Kiddush Yadayim Ve'Raglayim. But says Rashi, that Moshe never did Rechitzas Yadayim Ve'Raglayim together with Aaron Uvonov, because Moshe was only Oivid during the Zayin Yimea Miluim, and Aaron Uvonov, they were Oivid, Beches on Yom Shmini Lemiluim. It's Mavur in Rashi. The Rashi takes on Bipshitas that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Oved in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan on Shmini Lemiluim, and he was only Oved the Zayin Yimei Amiluim. So Rashi says that Be'emes Moshe Aaron Uvonov was only a drosha because there was never a time when they were all Oved together. The Mefolshim of Rashi Al HaTorah in Pashas Pikudei Perek Mem Pasuk Lamed Aleph, they point out that Rashi himself in Pashas Pikudei says Mefurish that on Yom Shmini Lemiluim Hushvu Kulam Likohuna, they were all Kohanim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was also Oved in the Mishkan on Shmini Lemiluim. So to Rashi before over there in Pasuk Chof Tes, Rashi says that on Shmini Lemiluim, besides Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu was also Oved in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Pasuk over there Veyal Olav is referring to Moshe. This is like the Shittim Mekubetzes over here in Ois Gimel says B'shem the Ram, that on Shmini Lemiluim they were all Oved in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Mefoshim of Rashi, the Mizrahi, the Goaria over there in Pashas Pikudei, they ask that Rashi L'chir Yisoysa himself, because Rashi Baal says Mefurish that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Oved on Shmini Lemiluim. The Netziv over here says that Rashi was Chayzer from what he wrote in his Pirish Al HaTorah, because the Pashtus of the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph is Mashma that Be'emes Moshe Rabbeinu was not Oved in the Mishkan on Shmini Lemiluim, and therefore Rashi learns over here it's only a Drosha. Another Nekuda from the Loshon of Rashi, the Gvurisari in Yuma, Heo Medalef, the Rishash over there also, they point out that Mavur in Rashi, that Aaron HaKohen was not Meshamish during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, and only Moshe was Meshamish then. This is a Chidush, say the Gvurisari, and they learn up in the Gemara over there, Rayas, to this Shittas Rashi, that Be'emes only Moshe was Meshamish in Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, and Aaron was Meshamish only on Yom Shmini LeMiluim. Now, Koponim, according to this Shit of Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu was not Oivin in the Mishkan on Shmini Lemiluim, Rashi learns it's only a drosha. The pasuk which says Vayochatsu Mimenu Moshe Aaron Uvonov is only referring to Shivas Yimei Amiluim and not on the eighth day, because on the eighth day Moshe Rabbeinu did not have to have Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim. In the Shiur HaGrid, Reb Eil Soloveitchik brings down here for Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim says that even the Gemara, there's a very Yesedis Tiga Machlekes Yushenim later on in the Sugya, at the end of Yutes Amid Beis, the Gemara says on the end of Yutes Amid Beis, that Ibiori Konis, if someone comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, in not to do any Avodah, he does not need to do Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim, since the Pasuk says, Begishtom El HaMizbeach L'Shoris, therefore only if he does the Avodah, he has to do Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim, but Ibiori Konis does not need Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim. Most Rishonim, a lot of Rishonim take on, Tosfos in Yuma, here Amud Beis, in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel Amud Beis, say that this din is any place where he comes into the Beis HaMikdosh, even if he goes further into the Oil Moed, if he does not come in, Letzorich Avodah, to be Oved in the Beis HaMikdosh, he does not need Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim. But Tosfos brings down from the Ritzbah, that the Shittas HaRitzbah is, that the Pasuk is split into two. The Pasuk says, Bevoyom El Oil Moed Yurchotzu, they have to have Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim when they come into the Oil Moed, and also Begishtom El HaMizbeach L'Shoris. And the Hakpodah, which the Gemara says, L'Shoris, La'afuka, Bi'orikonis, is only referring to someone who goes into the Mizbeach and not into the Oil Moed. But if he goes all the way into the Oil Moed, then even without any Avodah, he has to do Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim. This is the Shittah of the Ritzvah mentioned over there in Tosfos in Yuma, Heyomid Beis. Memela says, Reb Chaim, that according to the Shittah of the Ritzvah, it will come out that Moshe Rabbeinu, even if you're going to say he did not do any avodah on the eighth day Lemiluim, but Al Koponim, he still came into the Beis HaMikdosh, into the Mishkan, like it says over there in the Pasuk, of Avoy Moshe El Oil Moed, and he went all the way into the Oil Moed to talk to the Shechina, and Mamela, Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Ritzbah, even if he didn't come in to do any Avodah, he still had to do Kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim, Mamela, the Loshla Pasuk, is very Gishmak, Ve'yochatzu Mimenu, Moshe Aaron Ivanov, even on Shemini Lemiluim, since Moshe Rabbeinu had to do Kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim, even if it was only a Bir Yikonis, but according to the Ritzbah, he has to do Kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim on the Knisa Le'oil Moed. And Mamela, any time he came to the Bis HaMikdash, into the Mishkan, the whole 40 years, whenever he came in, according to the Oil Moed, according to the Ritzbah, he has to, Be'emes, do Kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim, because it says in Pasuk, Bevoyom El Oil Moed. Al Kaponim, this is according to our Gis in the Gemara, which says, Shenem Avriochatu Mimenu Moshe Ve'arin Uvonov. This is Mashmal Pashtus, and Moshe Rabbeinu did do the Avodah on Shmini Lemiluim, like the Shittim Kubetze says over here, and like Rashi Alatoyer. Rashi over here says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not do the Avodah, and it's only a drosha. And according to the Ritzbah, we can explain that Moshe Rabbeinu had to do Kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim, even if he did not do any Avodah. The Rambam himself has a different gist over here in the Gemara. The Rambam in Bias Mikdosh Perik Hei Aloch Yud Gimel says that a kiyur has to have enough for four kohanim, since it says in Pasuk, Ari Nivonov, and this includes Elozo, Isomo, and Pinchos. The Rambam says that Pinchos Imoim, it comes out as four. So the Rambam Bakoch did not have the gifts of the Gemara, the Kesemishna says, the Rambam didn't have the gifts of Verochatum Imenu Moshe V'Ari Nivonov. The Rambam had the gifts of a Pasuk in Pashas Kisiso. Over there it says Ari Nivonov, and on that the Rambam learns it's including Pinchos, like the Manda Omer, that Pinchos was already a Kohen even before he killed Zimri. And Mamela, Pinchos is included in Ari Nivonov, and Mamela you need to have at least for four Kohanim. Just like the Mishnah asks on the Rambam, that L'chir, if it's a Pasuk in Pashas Kisiso, L'chir, not of Avi was still alive, and Mamela, there should be more than four Kohanim. Why is the Rambam only count Elozo in Soma and Pinchos and Aaron HaKohen? L'chir, if the Pasuk is in Pashas Kisiso, L'chir, not of Avi was still alive. But Kapon and the Rambam, L'chir, had a different Girsa in our Gemara of Moshe Aaron Ivanov, and he had the Girsa Aaron Ivanov alone. Moving further on a bit in the Gemara later on brings down on the end of your Testament base, a machlokes Abiyusi Be'Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon, how the Maisa Kiddush was done. And the Gemara explains, on Abaya my Benayu, Amida min Atzad Ike Benayu. From this sugya Gemara, the Poiskim in many places take out a very sadistical shaila in the gede of smicha. If someone's leaning on something else, and the smicha gemura, which means that if you'll take away this thing which the person is leaning on, he's leaning on a table, and you'll take away the table, then the person will fall. Is this called Amida, or is this called a yeshiva? In this Gemara you see that Amida min Atzadik Abinayu, if someone's leaning on someone else, then the Gemara holds that Kizmachlikas Rabbonon and Abiyusi Be'Rabbi Yehuda, and according to the Rabbonon, this is how we paskin, Amida min Atzad is not called an Amida. So from here we learn, and Tosfos points this out in the Vamaschal Amida, that any time there's needed an Amida, like Kriyas HaTorah, smicha, if you're leaning on something, if it's a smicha gemura al kaponim, this is not called a maisa amida, and this is not a yoitza, if you kriyas HaTorah, which needs amida, and it could be zivim ma'akiv, then there's alocha, you have to be standing, and if you're leaning on something else, it's not called a amida. This is learned from this gemara, amida min atzad, ikabinayu, according to the Rabbonon, it's not called an amida. But the emes, the gemara continues on and asks, why can he not sit down? Answers the Gemara, there's a din l'shoris, and b'shiris is ma'omid. Tosfos in the Maskiv Leisiv says that of course the Gemara doesn't mean to ask that he should sit down totally a proper yeshiva, because the halacha is, you don't have to sit down in the Azorah, any yeshiva b'Azorah, we learn to the beginning of the Perik. Says Tosfos, it doesn't mean a real yeshiva, it means a smicha, also only to lean. So says the Mogen Avraham in Erechaim, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sivkot Mem Beis. So too, the Goyen in Chish Mishpat, Simen Yud Zayin, Sivkot Mem Vav, they point out from the Tosfos, that you see in Tosfos that the Issa of Yeshiva Ba'Azorah, which is the Issa to sit down, is only if you're really sitting properly. But if you're being Soymach and you're leaning on something else, there's no Issa Yeshiva. So you see in Tosfos that Smicha does not entail a Maisa Amida, and is also not called a Maisa Yeshiva. It's not a Kiyum of Amida, and there's no Issa Yeshiva for Yeshiva Ba'azora. So Smicha is something in between. And if you need a Amida, you cannot be Mekayim through a Smicha. And Huadin, if you need a Yeshiva, a Smicha, if you're leaning, is not called a Yeshiva. It's not a Yeshiva, and it's also not an Amida. This is Mavur in the Gemara, and also in Tetzim Maschav Elesiv. And because of this, they ask, Mogen Avraham asks on the Ramah who paskins, in the Chosh Mishpat Simin Yudzayin, Sif Aleph, that Aloche is by Edim, we find Aloche, that the Omdushne or Anoshin, the Edim have to stand up. And the Ramah brings down from the Rivosh in Simiri Samachvav, that the Edim can lean. And even if they're leaning, it's also called that the Omdushne or Anoshim, the Edim are standing up. And asks the Mogen Avraham, and so too the Taz over there in Chosh Mishpat, Al-Khir is a negative Al-Gemara. Al-Gemara says Mefurish, that it's not called Al-Mida. How are you allowed to be Mekel by the Al-Mida of the Edim? And they say that the Lerai from the Rivosh, which the Ramah brings down, is a Muchach, you can learn a different Pshat in the Rivosh. And Al-Khir Al-Gemara is a Raya, the Al-Mida is not called Al-Mida if you're leaning on something else. The Taz brings down from the Bach, who says that you have to say that since Va'omdu Shnei or Anoshim is not Din Min HaTorah, it's only Asmachta, Midrabbanan, therefore we weren't so Machme, and we let the Edim to lean, even though Mi'ikah Din, this does not have a halacha of Amida, like is Mavur in Al-Gemara. But Be'emes, we find the same halacha in Hilchas, Cheshemishpat, in Cheshemishpat, Simen Chavches, by the Dayonim, that the Dayonim, the halacha is, that the Dayonim have to be sitting down. Even though the halacha is Edim have to stand up, above Amdu Shneo Anoshim Lifneo Elohim, and we learn how this means the Dayonim, and the Mechaba over there says in Sif Chavov, that even though the Dayonim is halacha, they'd have to be sitting, but if they're Soimach, if they're leaning, it's also called a yeshiva, this is also enough that they're called sitting down. Says the Sma over there in the Shulchan Aruch that even though Lechera, a Smicha, is also not called a yeshiva, like also we pointed out in our Tosfos, Al Kaponi will makel, like we said, will makel on the Amida of the Edim, so too will makel on the Yeshiva of the Dayonim, and the Dayonim can be leaning and can be called, since it's only a Din Derabonon, we can call that this Smicha is called Bemes Yeshiva. But says the Sma, that since Smicha is either Amida or Yeshiva, therefore if you're gonna have a situation where the Edim are gonna be leaning and the Dayonim are also gonna be leaning, then this is a tal to the sasri, this is a steer. And the Mela won't be able to have a kashrus by having both the Dayonim and the Edim leaning and saying that the leaning of the Edim is called like the standing and the leaning of the Dayonim is called like the sitting. Because Mimon of Shach, either Smicha is called the Amida or Smicha is called the Yeshiva. And therefore, Mimon of Shach, you cannot have both doing the same thing. This is a chiddush of the Sma that I can't make a tal to the sasri. But Al Kaponim in Dine de Rabbonon we see will more makel that even though in our Gemara is Mavur the Gabadini de Reise, Smicha is not called an Amida, and in Tosfos in Mavur it's also not called a Yeshiva, but Al Kaponim in Dine de Rabbonon we can be more makel and we can call a Smicha either Amida or Yeshiva, and the Sma says Al Kaponim you can't do both together. For another Arichas, the Mogen Avraham talks, another place in Simon Tov Chof Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, by the din of Amida b'shas halal, he also discusses what is the halacha over there by a smicha. So to the bi'alocha is ma'ir from Beis Meir over there, the end of Simen Tov Chof Beis in Hilchas, other places where we need to stand. If you're leaning, what is the halacha of leaning? Akaponim our sugya is one of the yisodos to bring out this shaila: is leaning called an amida or called a yeshiva? And lechir mavur that min haTorah it's not called not an amida and not a yeshiva, and only midrabbanan will be able to be makel. Moving further on, the Gemara, the end of the Amud, says, Amar Be'acha Be'yakiv, HaKoyl Moedim B'Kiddusheni, K'shu Lovush M'Kaddish. The Amar Kro, says in Pasuk, Koy B'Gishtom, Mi She'enei M'Chusa Ele Gisha Bilvad, Yotza Zeh, She'M'Chusa Levisha V'Gisha, and therefore, he has to make sure he does the Kiddush Adayim V'Aglayim, only after the Levisha, because otherwise he's Chosar, Levisha and Gisha. The Beis Alevi, in Chilek Aleph Simen Hei, says a Kiddush, that since Be'acha Be'yakiv says, there's halacha in the Maisa Kiddush, that the Maisa Kiddush has to be done in the Oifen, where he's only missing Gisha and not anything else, then it seems, says the Beis Alevi, that this halacha is not just during the Maisa Kiddush. Who adin, if Beshas the Kiddush, he was Lovush, and he did the Kiddush Kedin, he was only missing Gisha, and the Mele the Kiddush was Chal. But afterwards, he was pushed by Godov. Afterwards, he took off his clothes. And now, he's in a matzev where he's chosar, levisha, and gisha. Says the Beis Halevi, since Rabbi Achanan Yaakov learns that there's aloch in the kiddush that he has to only be missing gisha, then any time, even after the maise kiddush, where he's missing something else besides gisha, he has to also do a maise levisha, then be'emes is poka, the chalois kiddush, from his hands and his feet, and he has to do a new maise kiddush yodayim ve'aglaim. A kiddush of the Beis Halevi, that his din is only, it's not just halacha, b'shas the maise kiddush. Any time later on, a kohen will take off his clothes, his big day kohuna, he's mafkia the chalois kiddush yadayim ve'aglaim, since now he's in a status of being missing the chisorin of levisha and gisha, and this is a chisorin in etzim chalois kiddush, not just in the maise kiddush. With this, the Beis Halevi explains the Gemara earlier, which you mentioned in Daf Yutes. The Gemara earlier, the beginning of the Omid, the Gemara has Havamina, the Tzafri Nami, that on Shachris of Yom Kippur, the Kiddush is not Ma'akiv, and the all Achrinim ask, what should be the Havamina, the Shachris on Yom Kippur, should be better off than any other day of the year? Says the Beis Halevi, that since the other Kiddushim, the Gemara says, are not Ma'akiv, and on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does Chachomish Tvilois, and he's going to have to be pushed by Godov, then through the Pshitas Begodov, he's automatically ruining and being mafkia from himself the Chalois Kiddush, which he did of Shachris, because now he's in the Matziv of Chosa, Levisha, and Gisha. Memele is Muchach. If the other Kiddushim are not Ma'akiv, then who are they in the first Kiddush is also not Ma'akiv? Because if it's Ma'akiv, then there'll be a locha that he's a Chosa, Levisha, and Gisha, and how can he not do another Kiddush Yedayim Ve'aglaim? So from here, the Gemara brings a raya that you see that even the first kiddush is also not ma'akiv. And on that says the Gemara, Dova ma'akiv boy, ma'akiv bezario, the Beis Halevi explains that the Gemara means to say that this din of Levisha and Gisha is not ma'akiv. It's only a din lechatchila, Rebbe Achab Ayakiv's aloha over here, it's only aloha lechatchila, and it's not aloha b'di'eved, it's not ma'akiv in the chalois kiddush, and therefore, the oilon bayin kippur, kiddush shachris, could be ma'akev, even though this din of Levisha and Gisha is missing, but this din of Levisha and Gisha is not ma'akev. This is Beis Halevi's chidush, how he learns the whole sugi over here, that the din of Rebbe Achab Ayakiv is not just in the Maise Kiddush, but any time he's going to be missing the darga of Levisha and Gisha, then he's be'emes not got chalois kiddush yodayim ve'aglaim, and he has to do, again, a kiddush yodayim ve'aglaim, a big chidush. The Sfas Emes over here says, Mufurish Faket, he says clearly, that this whole din of Rabbi Achab Ayakiv is only b'shas the kiddush, he has to be posh, he has to be lovush. But if b'shas the kiddush he was lovush, even though later on he takes off his clothes, he's not mafkia the kiddush. And in that case, he could just be lovish begodim again, and he could go into the Beis HaMikdash without doing a new kiddush yodayim ve'aglaim. And so too, Beryl Soloveitchik in his shurim over here, he's mechiach also Raya's from Nirshalmi, not like this chiddush of the Beis Halevi, who's mechadish, that the din of Rabbi Achab Ayakiv is also later on, and not just b'shas and maise kiddush, a chiddush of the Beis Halevi in the sugya. Moving further on the Gemara, and Daf Chof Amid Aleph, the Gemara brings down, ki also evdimi omer Rabbi Yechanan, boyi ilfe, ledivrei ha'oima inina me'eletz b'kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim, and the Gemara has arichas over here to discuss if the waters of the kiyor, the mei kiyor, becomes possible belina at night, and therefore the Gemara says later on there was a necessity to go and lower the kiyor back into the be'er, into the be'er agoylo, in order that the mei kiyor should not become possible belina b'amud ha'shacha. The Gemara says toshema ben kotin oso shneim oso dad lekiyor afu oso muchni lekiyor. He made also a muchni for the kiyor, shelo yiyu meimav nifsalim belina, in order that the mayim should not become possible belina. And the Gemara discusses if this brayse, if this mishnah in Yuma, the end of Perek Gimel, if this mishnah is a blazer b'Reb Shimon, and the Gemara says it goes like Rabbi, even though the rishas should be a blazer b'Reb Shimon, this is a discussion of the Gemara, who is this mishnah going like? It's mavua in the pashas of the Gemara, that the whole discussion, and the whole shaila of ilfa, is only if the Mekiyo becomes possible belina, or does not become possible belina, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. But it's mashma in the Gemara, that this din of the Mishnah, that says, that Ben Kotin made a muchni lekiyo, this is a dover muskim, this is agreed upon point, and everyone agrees, this fact, that Ben Kotin made a muchni lekiyo, in order the mayim should become possible belina, And this is what Ben Kotzin did to help the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdosh. His L'chayyur, we have to understand that if this tzad of the Gemara is correct, and the Kunin to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, Be'emes, the Mayim in the Kiri never becomes possible, Belina, since the Kiddush Yadayim Ve'aglayim doesn't become possible, and the Mekir is Oymed L'Kiddush, like the Gemara explains. Then what was the purpose of Ben Kotin making the Muchni L'Kiri? Rashi explains that a Muchni is a Galgal, it's a wheel, which through this wheel, the Kohanim were able to lower the Kiri back down into the Be'er Agoylo, and through this, the Mayim in the Kiri were connected to the Mayon, and they did not become possible Belina. If according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, there's no psulina at all, so what was Bechalal, the whole purpose of making a Muchni Lekir? What was the idea? Why did Ben Kotin have to make a Muchni? In the Shitta, Mekubetzes later on, in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, Ois Yud Ches, he says that according to Ben Kotin, according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, Be'emes, the reason why Ben Kotin made the Muchni wasn't because of psulina. The idea was just Lehashmiya Koil, was to make a noise when they brought up the Kiri in the morning through the wheel, through the Galgal. This noise, which the Gemara says later on, Chof Aleph Amud Beis, was in order to tell the Kohanim that he gia the Zman HaAvodah, and this was the purpose of making the Muchni Lekiri, and no Sheiches to the Psalina. The Pashtus, the Gemara later on, is Mavua, and the Gemara in Yuma, that for stand for making a noise, this would have been enough for Zrikas Magre, for Alaritzpa. There's other ways of making a noise in the Azora. And the Gemara only says that the reason why there's a Muchni Lekir was because the Psulina, a Chiddush of a Shittim Mekobetzes, that according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, you have to say the whole purpose of the Muchni was only Lashmi HaKoyel, was only to make a noise in the morning, telling the Kohanim, the Zman HaAvodah. But Be'emes, if we look in the Rambam explains the Muchni in a totally different way. The Rambam in Hichas Beis Habchira, Peyer Gimel Aloch Yud Ches, he says, Umuchni Osuloi, they made a Muchni to the Kiri. Sheyihu Bo Hamayim Tomid, the Muchni, there should be Mayim always in the Muchni. And the Rambam explains that the Muchni was a Kli Choyl, it was a big Kli Choyl, a round Kli, which the Kiri was submerged inside this bigger Kli Choyl in the outer side of the Kiri. And the outer Kli, which was a Kli Choyl, was full with water, which the water was Mayim Chulin. And any time they needed to refill the Kiyur during the Avodah, they just opened up the outer Kli, and through that, the Mayim poured into the Kiyur and became Kodesh in the Kiyur. This is how the Rambam explains what the Muchni was. The Muchni, Bechlal, wasn't a Galgal, it wasn't a wheel, it was a round Kli, which the Kiyur was submerged inside this Kli, in the Kli Choyl, and the Mayim, there was extra Mayim in the Kli Choyl, in order to refill the Kiyur, if it was ever necessary during the day. The Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Yuma also explains that the reason what the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Shelo Yehu Meimov Nifsalim Belina, this is only explanation why the Kli on the outer side was a Kli Choyl, was not a Kli Kodesh, a Kli Shoris. And the reason is because if it will be a Kli Shoris, the Mayim will become possible Belina. So this is the necessity of making the Kli only a Kli Choyl. But the Muchni is only a Muchni. A Muchni means a Kli Choyl around the Kiri. The Ravid, over there in Asogis on the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis Abchira, he asks on the Rambam, that L'chayyur to Mavur in the Gemara in Zvachim, that the Muchni was a way, a Galgal, a wheel, a way of being able to lower down the Kiri into the Be'er, and in order that the Mayim shouldn't become possible Belina, and he doesn't like the Pshat of the Rambam, that's only a Kli Choyl. The Kesef Mishnah says that he doesn't see a reason why the Rambam's Pshat is more Shver than the Ravid and Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara, and the Rambam learned that Galgal, even in the Lashon HaGemara in Yumel, Lamed Zayin, Amad Aleph, is that Muchni is Gilgula, but the Rambam learns Gilgula is a Lashon of Soviv, of a round Kli, does not mean a wheel lowering down the Kiri at all, and it means that there's a round Kli on the outer side of the Muchni to refill, in the outer side of the Kiri, to refill the water whenever it's necessary. So Al-Kaponim, according to the Rambam, then it's very understandable that even according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, we needed to have this Kli on the outer side in order to fill up the water again in the Kiri whenever it was necessary. And the main is not sure what we ask, why according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon do we need to have the Muchni? And the Din, that the Muchni had to be a Kli Choyl, but Emes according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, it didn't have to be a Kli Choyl, it could be also a Kli Kodesh, since any Mekir does not become possible in anyway. Balkoponim, the mitzias of this muchni, of this big kli, the outer kli, which the kir was submerged into this kli, it was necessary, even according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon also, because it's no sheiches, to a galgal, to a wheel, to lower down. This is the Rambam's pshat. But Be'emes, the Kesem Mishnah already points out that the Rambam himself, in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh, Perek Hei Halacha Yudalad, when he brings down our Gemara, and he paskins that the Mekir does become possible lina, says the Rambam, if the Mekir becomes possible lina, what do they do? Says the Rambam, Ketzad Oyoisin, what did the Kohenim do at night? They used to go and put the kiri down. They used to submerge it down into the be'er, into the mikveh, into the mayon. And the next morning, they used to re-bring it back up in order that the mikir should not become possible in it. Says the Kesem Mishnah, this seems like the pshat of the Rashi and the Ravid, that the muchni is b'emes a galgal, a wheel, which was a sibba why the Mekir did not become possible lina, and this was the idea that it should submit, should go and let the Kiri down into the Be'er, lower down, and should be connected to the Mayon. Says the Kesem Mishnah, maybe both of the Pshatim are true. The Rambam understands that Muchni is also a Kli Choyl, an outer side of the Kiri, and it's also a Galgal, it's also a wheel which causes it to go and be Shukea at night into the Mikveh, into the Mayon. Another Arichas of Bissas Alman has an Evan Ozel in Hilchos Beis Abchira, Mazbe, where did the Rambam take these two Pshatim in Muchni from? The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira is Mavur that Muchni is an outer Kli, and the Rambam in Churim Bias Mikdosh understands that the Muchni is a wheel. But Be'emes in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh is no Mufurish Rambam telling us this is the translation and the meaning of the Muchni which Ben Kotin made. The Rambam just explains that the Mekir is going to become possible leaner, and in order not to refill and empty out the water every day, the idea is to go and submerge the water late at night, further down in the Mayon. It could be that the Muchni itself is only, like the Rambam explains in the Beis Abchira, is the outer Kli. And here the Rambam is just explaining the idea of what the Kohenim did in order that it should not become possible leaner. Another reason why, according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, should be necessary to make a Muchni, we said from the Shittim Mukubetzes, the idea is only to make the noise in the morning. Or we said that according to the Rambam, the Muchni was a Kli on the outer side of the Kir to refill the water of the Kir whenever it's necessary. There could be another reason is Poshet. This is the Makori, this was the idea in order to make a Muchni, if we learn Muchni like Rashi, is a Galgal, wasn't in order to become possible Belina, since according to Blasu Beb Shimon, the Gemara has a Tzad, that there's no Psalina. But the idea was Poshet. This was the way they filled up the water in the Kir. The May Kir always had to be filled from the Mayon or from the Mikveh. And the way they did it was by lowering it down. And this is the water came into the Kir. And when they re-brought it back up, we had a full Kir. But this will depend if the place where they would Shekia the Kir by night was the same place where they filled up the Mayim in the Kir. It actually says over here that they were shekeya the kir in the be'er hagoylo, in the down into the be'er. The milui mayim, the filling up of the mea kir, we find in the Yishalmi Nyuma, Perigimel Alochaches, the Rambam paskes like this in Bias Mikdosh, Perikei Alochatesvov, that the mea kir was filled up from the Yam She'osa Shloimeh. There was a big mikveh in the Beis HaMikdosh, Yam She'osa Shloimeh, and from this, they filled up the mea kir, like the Rambam says over there, explains in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh. Mamela, if over here the galgal, the wheel lowering it down was into the Be'er Agoylo, then the purpose wasn't to fill up the water afterwards, because the water was be'emes filled from somewhere else, from the Yam She'osa Shloimeh. But the Rabbi Chananu, we find the Chiddush in Yuma, Lamed Zayin Lamed Aleph, he says that the place where they were Shekeya, where they lowered down the Kira at night, was be'emes into the Yam She'osa Shloimeh. He says that's where the Kira was the whole night, and not like Rashi says by us, it was into the Be'er Agoylo. Rashi says, the Rabbi Chananel says, the place where the Kiri was Shekua at night, it was in the Yam Shel Shloimeh, and Mamela, according to Blas Reb Shimon also, it could be the purpose of the Galgal was possibly to fill up the water again from the Yam Shel Shloimeh, which was the Makur of the Mayim in the Me'er Kiri, like the Rambam says, from the Yishalmi in Yuma. Now, Be'emes, in the Ikas Sugya, which we find over here in Dav Chof, and later on also Dav Chof Aleph, that the Kuranim with Shekia, they lowered down the Kira at night, Beshaz Tamud HaShach Al Kaponim, that should not become possible Belina. The Biskirov in Stenzlach, over here asks, The halacha is the Beis HaMikdosh, there's a mitzvah saseh to build the Beis HaMikdosh and to have all the Klei HaMikdosh inside the Beis HaMikdosh. The Rambam paskins the Beis HaBchir, Perik Aleph Halacha Vov. This is one of the mitzvahs I say of Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, Mikdosh VeKelov. One of the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdosh is Kiyoy VeKanoy. This is one of the Kelim in the Beis HaMikdosh. V'meila Aske B'Skoyov, how could it be that night we're always going to be mevatel the mitzvah of Mikdosh VeKelov? If we're going to lower the Kiyoy out of the Beis HaMikdosh, into the Mayon underneath the floor, into the Mayon in order the Mayon should become possible, Belina, L'Choyah, the Kiyoy is not anymore in the Beis HaMikdosh. We be mevatel the mitzvah of Mikdosh VeKelov. It says a bit of that the Gemara is mevur later on in that Chof Daled Omed Aleph, that the Azorah was Kodosh at Aris Tehoim Kodosh. The Kedusha of the Azorah went all the way down till the Tehoim. Memela says a bit of that when they lowered the Kiyur, Be'emes, even in the place where the Kiyur was lowered down into this Mayon, even over there also had Kedusha as Azorah. And therefore, it was still called that the Kiyur is in the Azorah, and there's still a Kiyum of Mikdosh VeKelov, even down there when the Kiyur was lowered down into the Azorah, if we hold, like this Tzad in the Gemara later on, the Chof Daled Omed Aleph, that the Kedushas Azorah is Ad Aris Tehoim HaKodesh. Be'emes, we find such a thing in Yerushalmi, in Yuma Tesamud Beis, the Yerushalmi's Loshen is, that the Kohanim have to be Mekadesh Yodayim Ve'aglayim Min HaKiyur HaMeshuka B'mayim. Normally we would learn this means that the Kiyur has to be always submerged in the water at night in order that it should not become possible Belina. But the Korban Eder over there learns Pshat in Yerushalmi that this means that even when the Kiyur was Meshuka B'mayim at night, the Kohanim, if they wanted to, they can themselves lower themselves down into this Be'er and wash their hands and their feet from the Kiyur over there when the Kiyur is in the floor, in the Mayon, Mechuba to the Mayon. Glachoya, the din of Gemara tells Mavura Mefurish that the Maisa Kiddush has to be done bifnim. The Kiddush has to be done in Azorah. So this is Mefurish in the Korban Eder. Also, he understands that when the Kiyur was down there, even if it was underneath the Azorah, it was also called bifnim. And this is a Kiddush that he could do a Maisa Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim underneath, even in the case where the Kiyur was submerged down into the Mayon at night and it was not in the Mokim Azorah upstairs, up in the Azorah. This is like the Biskirov explains that Ad Aris Tahima Kodish and the Mele has a Kiyum of Mikdosh Mekelov also. Moving further on in the Gemara and Davchof and Aleph, the bottom, the Gemara begins down Alochov and Rabbi Yechanan, Kiddish Yodav Reaglov, the Trumas Hadeshen, Lemocha Initzorich Lekadish, Shekva Kiddish Mitchila Savoido. And the Gemara asks that Lechoy, this is not like Rebbe and also not like Reblozer Reb Shimon, and explains that Abaye, that Rabbi Yechanan Be'emes is referring to Shittas Rebbe, and even according to Rebbe, the Psulina is only a Psulina Midrabbonon, like Rashi explains that there's no Mayim on his hands, and the whole Psulina of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim is only Midrabbonon. And therefore, even though B'Shas Amud HaShachar, there should be a Psulina, still, if he was Mekadesh Yodov, L'Trumas HaDeshen, with Chazal Umekel, not to have a Psulina, since everyone knows that he's Mekadesh Yodov, for Tchilas HaAvidah, from Kiris HaGeve. And therefore, any Kiddush Yodayim from Kiris HaGeve for the new Avodah of the day, there was no Psulina Midrabbonon. So it's Mavur in our Gemara that the Zman of a Trumas Hadeshen was from Kiris HaGeve, like Gemara says in Yuma, and the Kiris HaGeve is even before Amud HaShachar. And therefore, the Kohanim who are doing the Trumas Hadeshen, they are being Mekadesh Yodayim Ve'aglayim before the Amud HaShachar. And Be'etzim Me'ika Adin, if Lino would have been Deraisa, and like Rava holds later on, then the Trumas Hadeshen, even if they were Mekadesh Yodayim Ve'aglayim earlier, when it comes to Amud HaShachar, their hands should become possible in according to Rebbe. And that's the Mavur in the Gemara Yomed Avchof Amed Aleph, that the Trumas Hadeshen was from Kriyas HaGeve, or Yisomuch L'Kriyas HaGeve, and this was before Amud HaShachar. And so Tosfos in Yuma, Chof Zayin Omed Beis, the Mamaschel L'Kedomri says Mefurish, that Trumas Hadeshen has to be done by night, and it's not din of Avidas Hayoim, because Trumas Hadeshen is done from Kiris HaGeve, which is before Amud HaShachar. And this, but Be'emes, even though Tosfos, we said, in Yuma holds that Trumas Hadeshen was done by night, the Rambam Shita is not like this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tumidim U'Musafim, Perik Beis Halach Yud Aleph, Eimosai Toimim Es Hadeshen B'chol Yoim. When is the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen every day? Says the Rambam, the Zman is, Mishayale Amud HaShachar. the time when you do Trumas Hadeshen is from Yale Amud HaShachar. Says the Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam over there, that even though the Gemara says the time is from Kriyas HaGever, the Gemara says it Yom Adav Chof, the Rambam must hold that the Zman of Kriyas HaGever and the Zman of Amud HaShachar is the same time, Zman Echodu, and therefore the Rambam calls this time Amud HaShachar, and the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen is Be'emes Be'amud HaShachar. Asks him in Chas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sivkot and Tess, he says that the Rambam is Nister, the Rambam is Shver from our Gemara's Mefurish Gemara by us, that the Zman of Kriyas HaGever and the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen was before the Amud HaShachar. Because over here the Gemara says that these Kriyanim, the Kiddush Adayim, Be'emes should become possible, Belina, when it comes to Amud HaShachar. And the only reason why it doesn't is only because Kiddush Mitchilas HaAvido, and it was a Kula Ba'alina Derabonon. You see, Mefurish, that the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen, which is the Zman of Kriyas HaGever, like the Gemara says in Yuma, is before the Amud HaShachar. And according to the Rambam, that the Zman is only by Amud HaShachar, then what is the problem at all of Psulina? And later on in the Gemara, later on in Chof Aleph from its base, we see that after the Trumas Hadeshen, they put back the Kiyoy down into the Mayim, into the Mayon underneath with the Galgal, in order that the Mayim shouldn't become possible Lina. According to the Rambam, this is all after Amud HaShachar, and Psulina, as everyone knows, is the Zman of Amud HaShachar. Memeil, according to the Rambam, how do we explain our Gemara, and the Gemara later on in Daf Chof Aleph from its base, and the Michas Chinuch Bleibs by Tzorich Yun. But Be'emes Reb Kveige, on the Gillin of the Rambam, in Hilchus Tmidim Umusofin, he's Mekatzah, he says Biktzoro, but he's Madaik in the Loshon of the Rambam, in Hilchus Pias Mikdosh, Perik Hei Alocha Tes, he says, the Rambam over there says, the din of our Gemara, that in Kiddush Yodov Litrumas Hadeshen, which Abaye says is okay, because the Birchnan says, Kla Kiddush Yodov, Mitchila So Avoido, says the Rambam, if someone was Mekadosh Yodov Litrumas Hadeshen, Koidem Shetale Hashemesh, before Zrichas Hashemesh, which means Netzach Amo, if someone is already Mekadesh Yodov before Netzach Amo, then he doesn't have to be Mekadesh his hands again, Shekva Kiddush Yodov, Mitchila So Avoido. Says Rebbe Kveige, it seems that the Rambam holds that the Zman of Lina, which is Poisel, the Yodayim, over here in our Sugya Kunit Rebbe, there's a Psolina which is Chal on the Yodayim, is Be'emes, not like Rashi says all the time, that the Zman is B'Shas Amud HaShachar. The Rambam holds that the Zman is Netzach Amo, and not the Zman of Amud HaShachar. And Mameila, according to the Rambam, L'Shitose, who holds that Trumas Hadeshen was by Amud HaShachar, which is before Netzach Amo, then it's very Gishmak al Gemara. We're discussing over here the Zman of Kriyas HaGever, which the Rambam holds is the same time of Amud HaShachar, and on that, these Kriyanim were Mekadosh Le'Yodayim, and later on, B'Shas Netzach Amo, Be'emes the Yodayim should become possible Belina, because the Zman Psulina of Kiddush Yodayim is later on B'Shas Netzach Amo. A Kiddush of the Rambam, that Netzach Amo is the Zman of Lina of Kiddush Yodayim. And Memela says the Gemara over here, the only reason why the hands didn't become possible Belina B'Shas Netzach Amo is because Kva Kiddush Yodom Mitchilas HaAvido, Mitchilas HaAvido of the day, and therefore didn't become possible. So too the Karen Uri by us, also is Medayek the Loshon of the Rambam, but he still asks, that the Rambam, Enichanami L'Chiris Mavui, he learns that the Zman of Lina is later on, B'Shas Netzach Amo, but still a Chiddush that the Rambam learns that the Zman of Kriyas HaGever in Yom HaDavchof means Amud HaShachar, which we find other places in Shas, Kriyas HaGever is earlier than Amud HaShachar. But Al-Kaponim is Mavui in Shittas Rambam, that Kriyas HaGever by Trumas Hadeshen, the Zman is Amud HaShachar, a Chiddush, you say this thing in Machlekes, Rambam and Tosfos, when was the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen? Tosfos says the Zman of Trumas Hadeshen was by night, which is the Pashtus of Al Gemara, but the Rambam shita is that Trumas Hadeshen was only done by Amud HaShachar. And according to the Rambam learns Al Gemara, the Psulina is not like Rashi says in the whole Sugya, B'Shas Amud HaShachar, but only B'Shas Netzach Amo. The Mikdash Tovid in Perek Lamed Beis, Sivkot and Aleph explains that maybe the Rambam who says that there is a psulina by Netzach Amo only is because lechatchila the Gemara is mavur in Megillah, the mitzvahs hayoim have to be done lechatchila only from Netzach Amo, and therefore the Rambam holds that the din lina kaponim the rabbanon by Kiddush Yodayim is a zman of Netzach Amo, and the only reason why the hands of the kriyanim the Trumas Hadeshen did not become possible lina is only kva Kiddush Yodom mitchila so avoido. And Be'emes we find the same achlek is interesting in Gemara Sukkah. Nun Aleph from the base over there, the Mashal explains the Tosfos, where Tosfos is discussing the Psulina of Kiddush Yodayim, And Tosfos over there says the Marshal, Kreis HaGever is Amud HaShacha, and the Zman Lina is only Banitzachamo, and he writes Ayin Rambam Perikhei in Bias Mikdosh, which is this Rambam which Reb Kveger is also Medaik. The Rambam says a lotion of Koidim Shetale HaShemesh. But the Marshal over there says that the Pashtus in the Gemara is Mashma, that the Zman of Kreis HaGever is before Amud HaShacha, and the Zman of Lina is Bamud HaShacha. And says the Orchel Ne over there, the machlikas between the Marshal and the Marshal is Bemes machlikas by us in the Sugya between Rashi and other Rishonim and the Rambam. And even though the Pashtus of the Gemara is like Rashi, the Rambam's Chiddush is that Trumas Hadeshen was done Amud HaShacha and Psulina is only later on Beshas Neitzachamo. We just have to be madgish, point out that Reb Kveger says Mefurish that even the Rambam who says the Psulina is only by Neitzachamo, this is only by Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. This new aloch of Lina with the Rabbonon by Kiddush Yodayim of Rebbe is only Banitzachamo. But other Dine Lina, which we find it always, the aloch of Lina, which passes Kobonus, and the Ivorim, which is Mavur later on in the Sugyas, this is always Bamud HaShacha. The Rambam's Chiddush is only over here by Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim, as Reb Kveger explains the Rambam. The Loshon of the Gemara by us later on in Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, if Chist over there says that Lematirin, it becomes possible, the Mekir becomes possible by Amud HaShacha ke'ivorim. And by Emes, the Gemara over there says, le'ivorim ke'ivorim. The Zman of Ivorim l'chiria is the Zman of Amud HaShacha. So l'chiria, according to the way we explain the Rambam, the Kvega, the Kainoria, and other Achrinim explain the Rambam, that the Rambam's shita is that the Zman of Lina, of the Kir, is only possible by Netzachamo, will be not like the Loshon of the Gemara by us later on in the Chof Aleph, le'ivorim ke'ivorim. And the Gemara over there says also that Mefurish, that the Zman is Amud HaShacha. The Rambam learns that our Gemara will be Muchach, which is the Gemara that talks about Trumas Hadeshen, which according to the Rambam we said is only by Amud HaShacha, Bal Kochach, the Psulina is only later on, by Neitzachamo. Bal Kaponim, this is only a din in this new Mechodesh Degelina of Kiddush Yodayim, even though normally all din Elina is Avada by Amud HaShacha, even according to Shittas Rambam. Now in this Gemara, in the Machlekes of Abaya and Rove, in the Havona of Rabbi Yochanan, which we said, Abaya says a chidush that Rabbi Yochanan is going in Shittas Rebbe, and the din of Lina is only Midr Rabbonon. From this Gemara, the Achrinim take out a very serious thing in the Kuda, Bichlal, in the whole Havana of the Gemara, of the whole Sugya, and in the Ikam Achlekes, Rebbe and Eblozer Beb Shimon, in the din Lina on the Kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim. We'll start with the Kasha of Rebbe Kveiga, who asks a very strong question over here, on the din of Abaya, who says that even according to Rebbe, that there is Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim Lino Moyeles, it's only a din midrabonon. Asks Rebbe Kveger, L'chir, this is very shver from the Gemara before, which Rebbe Yochanan at the beginning of the Omid brings down a shayla from Ilfa, if, according to Rebbe Elazar Beb Shimon, there's a psulina on the Meikir, and explains the Gemara, that according to Rebbe who holds, that there's a psulina even on the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim, Kol Shekein is going to be a psulina on the Meikir, on the water itself. Mashaykin, according to Blazer Beb Shimon, that there's no psulina on the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. Memela, there's a shayla if there's a psulina on the Meikir. Now asks Reb Kveger that according to Abaya, that even the Shittas Rebbe who holds there is a psulina on the Yodayim Ve'aglayim itself, but it's only midrabbonon, it'll come out that Minatir Be'emes Rebbe agrees to Blazer Beb Shimon that there's no psulina on the Yodayim Ve'aglayim. So Mamela, in it will come out that the Shaila in the Meikir itself, in the Mayim of the Kir, the Meicha Teset go make a new Machlekes between Rebbe and Eblozer Beb Shimon. If we see that according to Rebbe, there's a Psalm Lina on the Mayim of the Meikir, which is Pashtus Mashma, in all our Sugyas, the next Daf Chof Aleph, is Mashma, it's a Psalm de Reise. Mamela, Afal Pikein, even though Rebbe holds that the Psalina on the Yodayim is only Midr Abonon, Afapikain on the Mayim of the Meikir, there's a Psulina Dereisa. So why should it be different according to the Blazer Beb Shimon that we should say that the Mayim of the Meikir should not be possible Minatir? In the Dine Minatir, there's no difference between the Rebbe and the Blazer Beb Shimon on the Yodayim Ve'aglayim. And Afapikain, there is a Psul in the Mayim of the Kir, the Mayim of the Kir becomes possible. Memeila Meicha Teisa for the Gemara to go and ask that there should be a difference between Rebbe and the Blazer Beb Shimon in the Psulina of the Mayim, because of their machlokes midrabbonon on the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. Why should this have an effect on the Psulina de Reis, on the Meikir? himself, who brings down the Shaila from Ilfa, is Muchach, that the Psulina, according to Rebbe, is Minatir on the Kiddush Adayim Ve'aglayim, and not like Abaye. How can Abaye say, Yir, Pshat and Ebirichanon, that according to Rebbe, is only Midarabonon? So too, the Kainoya also asks his Kasha, and blighted by a Kasha. The Shittim Mekubetzes later on in Chofale from the base, in Hashmotes Eis Gimel, he's by Mosim Mechiach because of this Kasha, Tuch Devorov, Biktoro, he mentions the Shaila, and he says that it's Muchach in this Gemara from the boy Ilfa, that according to Abaye holds that the Psulina is only Midrabonon, who Adin, so too the Psulina in the Mayim, in the Mekir, is also only going to be Midrabonon. A big chiddush in the whole sugya to say that the whole psulina in the mekir, which is discussing over here, is only midrabanan. The Sfasemes, he also asks his kasha and he says yishlasha b'doichik. He says the doichik, why the Gemara understands that it should be tolu on the shaila where there is a psulina midrabanan. This should have an effect on the psulina the reiser in the mekir. This is the you say this like a kasha Reb Kvega asks, and we said the shitta already says on the kainoyer. But there is many achronim, there are many achronim who answer a very yesoidist digitarit to the kasha of Reb Kvega, and this is a yesoid in Bichlal, in Shittas Rebbe, in the Ike Alocha, that is Kiddush Odaim Ve'aglayim, Lino Meyeles. The Gemara, as we said, that Rebbe says over here, according to Abaye, the Psulina is only Midr Abono. Now we have to understand, the Gemara says before in New Testament base, that Rebbe learns out from a posuk. The Gemara says, "My time of begishtom." There's aloch of begishtom. You have to do a new kiddush adayim ve'aglayim on a gisho chadosho. And the Gemara discusses psukim. Says the Shittim Mekubetzes in later on in Chofale from the base that bal kochach according to Abaye, these psukim are only asmachta ba'alma and they're not be'emes adroshim in atayir. Since according to Abaye, the whole dinlina is only midor abonon. The Kainuri and the Sasemes, they say more that the Gemara before is only going according to Rava. And the Gemara, according to Abaye, Bemis is not bichlal to have psukim because the whole din lina is only midrabanan. But the Taris HaKodesh, over here in New Testament base, and so too the Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva, Rebbe Zalman, in Bias Mikdash, Peik Hei Halacha Ches, Rebbe Malin in Chelik Beis Miyud Aleph, so too the Aviezi in Bias Mikdash, and Hashel Shloima in Moed Simen Nun Zayin, they all say, new mahalach over here to understand Shittas Abaye in Rebbe that lina is only midrabanan. The Gemara says before that the makor of Rebbe is from begishtom. From the word begishtom we learn that every gisho chadosha, which Rashi explains, when the kohenim come in the morning and they work on a new marocha, marocha chadosha, it's mechayiv that they should do a new kiddush adayim ve'aglayim. Says the Taris HaKodesh, la'olam we can say, that even Abaye who says a psulina, according to Rebbe, is only midrabanan, of course he's masking that the din begishtom is a din deraisa. There's alocha begishtom, any new avoido on the marocha chadosha is mechayev new kiddush adayim ve'aglayim minatoyer, and this is a din, even according to Abaye also, in Shittas Rebbe, there's a new mechayev midraisa from these psukim of begishtom. But in the words of Rebbe was mevuah another halacha, a second din besides the mechayiv that he should wash his hands again because of begishtom. It's mevuah in the Gemara that Rebbe says lino moyeles on the kiddush adayim ve'aglayim. There's also a psulina. So there's nafkeminus, says the Taris HaKodesh, for this extra hoysofa of Rebbe, that is also a psulina chal on the yodayim. The nafkeminus would be if after Amud HaShachar kohanim want to go back to the Marocha Yeshono, to the old Marocha, and they want to go and be mahapich on the Ivorim, which are still burning over there on the old Marocha, and it's already after Amud HaShachar. If for the din of Begishtom, which is a Dereisa Diga Alocha, they wouldn't have to go and wash their hands again, because they're still working in the Marocha Yeshono. But Rebbe says, as it's a psulina, and psulina is going to be mechayev, that they have to do a new kiddush adayim ve'aglayim, even if they're working in the Marocha Yeshono. Memela says the Taris HaKodesh, and these achreinim, the Rosh Yeshivas, they say that be'emes is two halachas in the chiddush of Rebbe, that the kohenim have to do a new kiddush adayim ve'aglayim. There's one halacha, which is a deraisa digedin of begishtom, which is mechayev, any time they're working in a new marocha, they have to do a new kiddush adayim ve'aglayim. And then there's also a dilina, which is a din of lino moyeles. The shechidush, which is mavur in our Gemara, the Abaye says the dilina is only midrabanan. This din is only on the second halacha. That Rebbe was mechadish. that there's a din lino midor abon, there's a din lino moyeles, on that, this is only midor abonon. And Mamela says Abaye, if the Kohanim come in the middle of the night by Kriyas Hagever, and they wash their hands for the din of Trumas Hadeshen, which is Trilas HaAvodah, which has already got Alocha Begishtom for the new Gisha on the Merochah Chadosho, then Mitzad the Alocha Begishtom, there's a Kiyum even at night, there's already a Kiyum of a Kiddush for the new Gisha, for the Gisha Chadosho on the Merochah Chadosho. But there's a problem going to be of a Psulina. But this Psulina says Abaya is only Midor Abonon, and therefore from Kriyas Hagever onwards, Chazal will not Gizer on this din Psulina Midor Abonon. But Avada the Ike Alocha Begishtom, this could be a din deraisa, even according to Rebbe. And Meila, when the Ilfa says before, Shaila of the Gemara, which Kvega asks, the Ilfa says, according to Rebbe, who holds that there's a Psulina on the Yodayim Veraglayim, so too there's a Psulina in the Meikir, one can explain that Ilfa doesn't mean the Psulina, which is a Kiddush Yodayim Veraglayim, according to Rebbe. Because that din by Mrs. is only a din midor abonon. Ilfa just means that, according to Rebbe, there's a din d'oraisa to wash your hands a new begishtam every single day. And this is definitely a svara to say that hu adin in the mei kiyor itself should be a psulina, since the kiyor is made for the kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim, which every day is mechayev a new kiddush yodayim ve'aglayim in atayir. Memela, the kiyor itself also has a zman mugbel, it has a certain time limit for the Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim to work, and therefore this is a svara to, according to Shitas Rebbe, that there should be a psulina on the Meikir. Mashiach the Kodre Blosser by Pshimon, where the one can wash his hands and afila sor yomim is allowed to be ovid. Memeila, there's no svara to say that the Meikir should become possible lina. So even though we explain that Avada according to Abaya, the Dilina is only a Midrabon Diga Alocha, but the Din Begishtom is a Deraita Diga Alocha. And therefore, this has an afkemina and a ramification on the Psulina in the Meikir also. This is how the Taris HaKodesh explains the Sugi over here according to Abaya, that the Be'emes is another Alocha of Begishtom, which is Be'emes Minatayr. They also, the Gedolei HaShivas, which you mentioned, the Medayik, so in the Kirit Sefer on the Rambam, over here in Hilchus Bias Mikdash Perik Hey, he starts off that the Din Begishtom is a Deraisa Diga Alocha. He says there's learner of a Pasuk Min HaTorah. And Afa became later on in the Rambam, when the Rambam Paskins like Abaya over here, the Pashtus is like upon the Rambam Paskins like Abaya, there the Kirit Sefer says that the Din Lina is only Midor Abonon. Say, the Rosh Hashiva says from the Kirit Sefer also, that even though the Din Begishtom is Min HaTorah, that the Din Lina is only Midor Abonon, and with that the answer, B'Kivegis Kasha. A new chidush, how they explain the sugya according to Shitas Rebbe in Shitas Abaye. Moving further on the Gemara Namad Beis, Iboy Luhu Yitzia Mao Shetril Bekiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim. In the shail of the Gemara, should there be a psul yoytze in the din of Kiddush Yodayim Ve'aglayim? There's a very interesting machlekes over here, Rashi and Tosfos. In the ikka psul yoytze, Rashi says the psul yoytze over here should be the din of every kodshim, which we know the din is, kederech shapoisil b'chol ha-kodshim, is the din yoytze. And Tosfos in Devamas Chalitzia is mayrich from many places. Tosfos is shitter that the din yoytze is only possible after there's done avoda to the korban and to the mincha, or to wherever we're trying to go and be possible yoytze. With kiddush klisharis itself, says Tosfos, it's not enough for psul yoytze. Even though it's enough for psulina, like the Gemara says Meila, but the psul yoytze needs to have avoda done to it. And Meila in our Gemara could not mean the psul yoytze, since there's no avoda done yet. Meila Tosfos learns the shaila of the Gemara is only as hesach hadas. In the ikar havana, in shitas atosfos, atosfos holds kiddush klisharis alone is not enough to go and make a psul yoytze. In Shuri Agrid, the Beryl Soloveitchik in his Shurim brings down a machlekes between Reb Chaim and the Briskerov, understanding the Havona in Shittas HaTosfos. Reb Chaim understands that Havona is that even though the Kiddush Klisharis is Mecha LeKedusha, there's a Chalois Kedusha on the Mincha and on the Korban, this is done already by the Kiddush Klisharis, but says Reb Chaim is still missing a Tosefes Kedusha. And this Tosefes Kedusha, the extra Kedusha, is Chal through the Avoida, and only after this Tosefes Kedusha is only then going to be a Psul Yoytze. Mashenkin, the Kiddush Klisharis alone, is missing still for the Kedusha to be Chal in order to have a Psul of Yoytze. But the Biskerov said that his understanding would be that l'chayra a ma'isa avoda does not add on any tosefes kedusha. L'chayra the kedush kilishoris alone is already mekadosh the mincha, and l'chayra why should not be a psul yotze? Why there's no tosefes kedusha later on through the extra avoda? Explains the Biskarov that he would understand that the yisoid adin in tosefes that you need to have a avoda is not because of extra kedusha. The reason is because until a avoda is done, it's still missing in the shem korban. The shame of the korban is only finished when there's avoda done to it. Then it's chal over here a toiras korban, and the psul yetzer needs to have a shem korban. It's not enough if it's some kodesh b'kedushas klishoris. Here's how the Biskarov explains that there's a din in the psul yetzer needs to have a psul korban, and not because of chesaron of tesefes kedusha. This akoponim is shittas hatoisves. That Kiddush Klishoris alone is not enough for the Psul Yetzer, and therefore Tosfos learns our Shaila of the Gemara as Hesach Hadas. The Achreinim, and Behemoth the Shittim and Kobetzes already over here in Ois Chavov, but so too in Achreinim the Ponimirius, the Karen Oyer, similarly in Ubikveiga, they ask on Tosfos that according to Tosfos who learns the whole Shaila of the Gemara as Hesach Hadas, and not because of the Psul Yetzer, then the Chreir, our Gemara has to be understood. The Gemara says over here, Im Timtzeloima, Lina Loi Poslo, is there still a Psul Yotze on Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim? You see in the Lashon of the Gemara, that according to Rebbe, who holds there's a Psul Lina on Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim, then there's definitely going to be a Psul of Yotze. The whole Shaila of the Gemara is only according to the Blas of Reb Shimon, that he holds Lina does not passel, maybe Yotze does. Now, according to Tosfos, who holds, that the Yisoid HaShaila of Yitzir is because of Hesach Hadas and not because of a Psul Kodshim like the Psul of Lina, then why should this be tolling on the Rebbe and the Blas of Reb Shimon? Even according to Rebbe, who holds there's a Psul Lina, but maybe there's no Psul Yotze, because Yotze is not Psul Kodshim, Yotze is a Psul of Hesach Hadas, and the Gemara has a Shaila whether is a Hesach Hadas over here by a Yotze. So why does the Gemara say that in Tim Tzaloima Lina Loi Posla, then we have a Shaila? The Chayu according to Rebbe also, we should have the same Shaila, and we should know if there's a Psul of Hesach Hadas by Yotze. So explains the Karen Oyer that according to Tosfos we have to say the Gemara does not mean to make it clear that according to Rebbe the Shaila of the Gemara is posha that Yotze is going to passel. The Gemara just means that even according to Blas Reb Shimon that Lina does not passel, and Dilchera Balina besides the Psul Kodshim, what happened to the Psul of Hesach Hadas? On that the Gemara says that even Blas Reb Shimon who you see does not hold of the Psul of Hesach Hadas by Lina, maybe he'll hold that Yotze is even worse and there is a Psul of Hesach Hadas. But who are then the same Shaila of the Gemara is according to Rebbe, since over here we need the Psul of Hesach Hadas. And the Gemara does not mean to say that according to Rebbe, it's more simple and it's definitely a Psul of Yotze. And with this, the Kelis Yaakov, the Stipler and Siman Tesvov, explains the Shittas of the Rambam. Because the Rambam, we quoted earlier in Bias Mikdosh, Perikei, Alocha Ches, he passes like Rebbe that Lino is poiseles by Kiddush Yodayim Ve'Raglayim. And Afal Pikein, even so in Perikei, Alocha Gimel, in Bias Mikdosh, he brings down our Shail of the Gemara, where the Yitzir passes. And Lechir, according to the Pashtos of the Gemara, according to Rebbe, Yitzir definitely passes. And the Kveger already asks the Kasha on the Gilin of the Rambam over there in Perikei, Alocha Ches, so too by us in Chidushim, that Lechir, according to the Rambam, who passes like Rebbe, then the Chayyur Yitzir definitely passes. How can the Rambam bring the Shaila of the Gemara down? So says the Stipler in Siman Tesvov, that according to the way the Karen Oyer explains the Shitza Tosfos, the Gemara does not mean to make it clear whether there's a din of Psul Yotze according to Rebbe, according to Blas Reb Shimon. The same Shaila is also according to Rebbe. The Gemara just means that according to Blas Reb Shimon, where you see that Hesach Hadas does not passel by Lina, maybe there's still a Psul of Hesach Hadas by Yotze. But Be'emes, the Shaila of the Gemara is also according to Rebbe, I'm a Mele, even though the Rambam paskin like Rebbe, by Lina, but maybe by Yitzir, says the Rambam, there is a Psul Yotze, and maybe not, maybe Yotze does not passel. This is moving according to way the Karen Oyer explains, Shittas HaTosfos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.